From what I remember, we didn't want anything to do with it, and it just seemed to be another label of just Britpop. It just seemed an annoying little phrase. And now, looking back, I see very clearly we were. It feels big-headed to say a big part of it. Wow, there's this thing that people are really liking, and I was part of it. I liked a band called The Fall. They had Bricks, whatever her name, Brick Smith, on keyboards, and she had this Elgam crap keyboard. And there was a music shop in Sheffield, and they had this, and I've been having piano lessons since I was 7 or something. They had Bricks, Musical Sounds, I think it was. And I went in there and I saw this keyboard, the one that Brick Smith played on, and I bought it. It was like not really expensive, and a small PV amp. And I got them home not thinking I was going to be in a band or anything. And I think my brother might have been in Pulp already. All men in Sheffield, young men, were in bands more or less. And I kind of had a fantasy band with my friends, and we all pretended to play these instruments and never ever wrote a song or got together or anything. And then there was not a proficient keyboardist in Pulp. This was like their third lineup. And my brother and what is at the time one of my best friends were both in the band, and I knew Jarvis and Russell fairly well, so I got off to go up and have a practice. We rehearsed in Jarvis's mum's garage because I was kind of shy, and I suppose we all were a bit. I mean, I can almost remember the kind of, we played this kind of rinky-tinky kind of fairground tune, and then this was jamming, so they kind of played something and I just played along, and maybe they told me what the chords were, because I can't look at a guitar and tell what people are playing. I haven't got a clue. But I just seemed to play along, and it was good. And I stayed. He's an architect and such a lovely guy, and he'll stay with you until the day you die. We'd play at the Smash Hits pop pole party or something, which would be in this big arena, and it would be miming, he wouldn't even be playing. And the boys would all be given, would be in their dressing room, and I'd be put in a girl's dressing room, this one, which would happen sometimes, and I'd be in there with Björk and Kylie and that kind of thing. So I'd feel a bit different, because I wouldn't be a famous lead singer, but I'd be in there, because I was in Pulp. I'd just go in the boys' dressing room, actually, because I felt more at home there. Hanging out with men, I really have fun hanging out with men. And I think they also wanted specifically a woman in the band. And it worked. I think it's karma with a woman. I think the testosterone level is muted because there's a woman about. I always felt, I don't know if I'm letting my sex down, but I often felt if it was all women, it might not have been so easy. There's something about men, it doesn't get messy in an emotional way. She came from Greece, yeah. Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people. We did some American show once with this idiot of an Irish guy, and he came in to meet us before we went and played on his show, and he was saying, oh yeah, I'm sorry about it being really cold in the studio, but I just like the women's nipples to be erect.
How did you feel?
Well, we all went quiet, because the band probably didn't know if I was going to say anything. I was so shocked, I just didn't say anything, but I mean, you don't expect that kind of comment. Someone to say that, so nothing. I It's really weird. I kind of went it into the band without even thinking about, can I handle this? Because then I'd be on stage and I couldn't move. I mean, I could play, but my whole body was stuck still because I just thought I'd throw up. And I never did throw up, but I was really that scared. It was close to terror being on stage. I remember one time before a concert we did at the Leadmill, and I felt I would almost rather be hit by a bus and run over than play the concert. I mean, it was that kind of fear. It almost feels like I was headless. I just did it without thinking, or I had no faith in my abilities or something, or I don't know. And I used to take milk and magnesium before going on stage to stop myself from being sick. So they must have known that, which did always amuse me, because it's usually cocaine that people are taking, or speed. I'd be taking something to settle my stomach. Oh, it seems there's a lack of female musicians in bands now, that I notice it more, because there isn't now. Whereas then, I don't know if I really thought about it that much, but I was always pleased to see women in bands. It's not just the singer, but playing something. And it's only now, looking back and seeing what the music has been like since more or less the year 2000, how few women there are in bands now.